The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Tuesday, Good News Day. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, Tuesday of the second week of Easter. In the Missal, it's a liturgical year A, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Apollonius the Apologist. He was a Roman senator and was denounced as a Christian by one of his slaves. The Praetorian prefect, Sextus Tigidius Perennis, arrested him and put the slave to death. Perennis demanded that Apollonius denounce the faith, and when he refused, the case was remanded to the Roman Senate. A debate took place between Perennis and Apollonius, and despite his eloquent defense, Apollonius was condemned and beheaded. Saint Apollonius died in 185 AD. Saint Apollonius, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for the spread of peace and nonviolence by decreasing the use of weapons by states and citizens. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We read in today's first reading a beautiful description of the early church. And Lord Jesus, we know that your words are spirit and life, and that anything that's true of the early church is also true of the church always, of all times, and is an ideal we have to keep striving for and a mystery we have to keep encountering and trying to make more present and more fully effective in our life. This is what we read. Now the company of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had everything in common. Cor unum et anima una, in St. Jerome's Vulgate, famous description of the church. Those who believed were of one heart, cor unum, and soul. One soul and one heart, cor unum et anima una. The unity of the members of the church, the unity of all Christians. And Lord, help us to realize this, Jesus, that we are united because we all belong to you. In Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others, St. Paul writing to the Romans. In Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We're of one heart and one soul because we belong to Christ, because we belong to the mystical body of Christ, because we're all incorporated into Christ by baptism. Jesus, thank you for this connection with you and this connection that it causes with all other Christians, and especially all other Catholics who are fully incorporated into the Catholic Church. Sometimes in life, you run into people in unexpected places and you don't associate someone with that place or that environment, and you're surprised to see them there. It's like, hey, what are you doing here? Right out in the park, or what are you doing here in this restaurant or whatever. As a teacher or a priest, this can be disconcerting for students to realize that a priest has legs, right? Because usually they see him with his cassock on, or the priest goes outside because usually they see him in church. And similar situations. Right? What are you doing here? I didn't know you had legs. I didn't know you got to go outside, et cetera, et cetera. Well, this is us in the church. We meet each other in Christ. And no matter how different we may be, and no matter how much we may disagree on some things, no matter how difficult life is or different situations are, we find each other in Christ. And it might be surprising at first, hey, what are you doing here? But then we realize that we all belong. We're members one of another. Members one of another. Each member belongs to all the others. Jesus, help me to truly love all Christians, truly love all members of my parish community, of my church community. In this way, united in you, that we're one heart and soul. And this leads to a great detachment from material things. It leads to a great sense of generosity and largesse in our attitude towards money and our attitude towards what we consider our things. No one said that any of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had everything in common. Now, before we jump to a kind of political or economic communism as a result of this verse, we realize that they did possess things. No one said that any of the things which he possessed was his own. And so they did have private property. They did have private possessions, but they didn't consider them their exclusive property. Right? Everything they had was at the service of God, and therefore also at the service of the church. They had everything in common, even while having private property or things that were proper to them. And that makes sense, right? How can I be generous with the church, generous with others, if I have nothing of my own to give? Where would the merit be of giving a big donation or being generous with my time or my means or my property if it wasn't mine? And so this is not a call to communism, but it is a call to a kind of a radical attitude towards stuff. And stuff is primarily for the glory of God, right? Things, however nice they are, however expensive they are, or however necessary they are for my life, it's all for the glory of God. And therefore, we have this basic attitude that I'm generous. I'm generous with my means. I'm generous with my time. I'm generous with my talents. That the things that I have and the skills that I have and the money I have at my disposal is not really just mine. Why? Because I don't belong to myself. St. Paul says that. You've been brought at a great price. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. And because we belong to God, we also belong to the church. And when we live this attitude, when we really try to see ourselves as members of the body of Christ, belonging to each other. Everything I have is at the disposal of God. And I'm willing to be very generous with others. I won't cling to myself. What ends up happening is we get so much more in return. We experience in our own way what the father said to the elder son in the parable of the prodigal son. The elder son doesn't want to go in to the party, and he's upset and he's envious of this celebration that's been thrown for the prodigal son. And the father, in pleading with him, says, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours." We belong to God. God is our father. And Jesus, above all, we have you. Jesus, we have you as our inheritance. We have God himself as our inheritance, as our portion and our cup. As the Old Testament puts it, God is my portion. God is my inheritance. We have God, and with God, we have everything. All that is mine is yours. Jesus says this to the Father, all mine are yours and yours are mine. So the Son says to the Father, all that is mine is yours. All mine are yours. And the Father in the parable says to the Son, all that is mine is yours. And as Christians, as long as we're not clinging to ourselves, as long as we're not seeing ourselves primarily as individuals and only kind of accidentally or legally or externally related to others, as long as we're really trying to be united to Christ, to forge our identity in Christ and therefore forge our identity as members of the church, it frees us to be generous with our means, not to cling to them. And it also opens up to receive the inheritance of God. This is St. Paul. Let no one boast about human leaders, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. It's the old image, right? The difference between the open hand that's open to receive and therefore detached from what it already has, and the closed hand that closes in on what it possesses and therefore also in on itself and can only have what it already has and not receive. Jesus, we ask you to have a soul that's like the open hand, ready to receive all your blessings because we're detached from what's already in our hand, ready to really see ourselves in you and see ourselves as members of one another because we're not closed in and possessive and jealous of our own identity or of our own status or of our own property, where we open up our hand to be detached from those things. And in opening up our hand and our soul, we receive so much in return. All that is mine is yours. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect, my Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord. My guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak. It's Tuesday of the second week of Easter, April 18th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And we begin this liturgical day with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. The sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from it.
age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you. Alleluia.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him. Alleluia.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him. Alleluia.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those He has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever. For the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him. Alleluia.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way. Alleluia.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way. Alleluia.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in Him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way. Alleluia.
Christ risen from the dead will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation to the churches at Ephesus and Smyrna. I, John, heard the Lord saying to me, to the presiding spirit of the church in Ephesus, write this. The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven lampstands of gold has this to say. I know your deeds, your labors, and your patient endurance. I know you cannot tolerate wicked men. You have tested those self-styled apostles who are nothing of the sort and discovered that they are imposters. You are patient and endure the hardship for my cause. Moreover, you do not become discouraged. I hold this against you, though. You have turned aside from your early love. Keep firmly in mind the heights from which you have fallen. Repent and return to your former deeds. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this much in your favor. You detest the practices of the Nicolaitans, just as I do. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. I will see to it that the victor eats from the tree of life which grows in the garden of God. To the presiding spirit of the church in Smyrna, write this. The first and the last, who once died but now lives, has this to say. I know of your tribulation and your poverty, even though you are rich. I know the slander you endure from self-styled Jews who are nothing other than members of Satan's assembly. Have no fear of the sufferings to come. The devil will indeed cast some of you into prison to put you to the test. You will be tried over a period of 10 days. Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let him who has ears heed the Spirit's word to the churches. The victor shall never be harmed by the second death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be faithful even unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
Those who have been victorious need not fear the second death. Alleluia.
Fight to the death for truth, and the Lord God will do battle for you.
Those who have been victorious need not fear the second death. Alleluia.
From a book addressed to Monimus by St. Fulgentius of Rusp, Bishop. The spiritual building up of the body of Christ is achieved through love. As St. Peter says, like living stones, you are built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And there can be no more effective way to pray for this spiritual growth than for the church, itself Christ's body, to make the offering of his body and blood in the sacramental form of bread and wine. For the cup we drink is a participation in the blood of Christ, and the bread we break is a participation in the body of Christ, because there is one loaf. We who are many are one body, since we all share the same bread. And so, we pray that by the same grace which made the church Christ's body, all its members may remain firm in the unity of that body through the enduring bond of love. We are right to pray that this may be brought about in us through the gift of the one Spirit of the Father and the Son. The Holy Trinity, the one true God, is of its nature unity, equality, and love, and by one divine activity sanctifies its adopted sons. That is why Scripture says that God's love has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit he has given us. The Holy Spirit, who is the one Spirit of the Father and the Son, produces in those to whom he gives the grace of divine adoption the same effect as he produced among those whom the Acts of the Apostles describes as having received the Holy Spirit. We are told that the company of those who believed were of one heart and soul, because the one Spirit of the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is one God, had created a single heart and soul in all those who believed. This is why St. Paul, in his exhortation to the Ephesians, says that this spiritual unity in the bond of peace must be carefully preserved. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, he writes, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, with all humility and meekness and with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. God makes the church itself a sacrifice pleasing in his sight by preserving within it the love which his Holy Spirit has poured out. Thus, the grace of that spiritual love is always available to us, enabling us continually to offer ourselves to God as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to him forever. I pray for them that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, I have given them the glory you gave to me,
that they may be one as we are one. Alleluia.
As you have sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world,
that they may be one as we are one. Alleluia.
Let us pray. All-powerful God, help us to proclaim the power of the Lord's resurrection. May we who accept this sign of the love of Christ come to share the eternal life he reveals. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-three minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek, and today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is kind of episode two of the secret nighttime meeting between the Lord and Nicodemus. It's from the third chapter of the Gospel of John.
You must be born anew. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
How can this be?
Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand this? Truly, truly I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, you'll find daily and Sunday Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. Think back now. What's the first mark of the church? That should be pretty easy. The church is one. And the emphasis on this goes all the way back to the writings of St. Paul. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. St. Paul calls frequently for unity. To the Christians of Ephesus, he writes, I beg you to lead a life worthy of the vocation by which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, with forbearing for one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He continues, referring to an ancient acclamation, possibly used in the early liturgy during baptismal ceremonies, which highlights the unity of the church as the fruit of the oneness of the divine essence and of the action of the three persons of the Blessed Trinity, who act in the church and are the cause of its unity. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. St. Paul lists different virtues, humility, gentleness, longanimity, various manifestations of charity, which is the bond of unity in the church. The temple of the King is not ruined or cracked or divided. The cement of the living stones is charity. Charity unites. Pride separates. The first Christians showed their love for the church through a charity which overcame all barriers, whether social, economic, racial, or cultural. Whoever possessed material goods shared them with those who had none, and they all prayed for one another and encouraged each other to persevere in the faith of Christ. One of the earliest apologists in the second century described the behavior of the first Christians as follows. They love one another, they do not despise widows, and they rescue orphans from those who treat them with violence. And he who has gives unbegrudgingly to him who has not. However, the greatest charity was directed towards fortifying the brethren in the faith. The Acts of the Martyrs recount in almost every page specific details of this concern for the fidelity of the others. Truly, it was love that enabled them to make their way through that corrupt pagan world. It was love for the brethren in the faith and love for the pagans. We also will bring our world to God if we can imitate the first Christians in our understanding and affection for everybody, even if at times our concern and attention to others meets with no response. And we shall strengthen in the faith any who are growing weak with our example and our word and our dealings that are always friendly and open. A brother helped by a brother is like a strong city. Out of love for the church, let us use all possible means so as not to damage, not even remotely, the unity of Christians. You should always avoid complaining, criticizing, gossiping. Avoid absolutely anything that could bring discord among brothers. On the contrary, we should always foster everything that is an occasion for mutual understanding and concord. If on some occasion we are not able to praise, we should say nothing. In the words of the liturgy, may we overcome today all envy and dissension. In order to learn how to safeguard the unity of the church, let us have recourse to our Mother Mary. May she, the Mother of love and unity, bind us closely in order that, like the first community from the cenacle, we may be one heart and one soul. May she, the Mother of unity, in whose womb the Son of God was united with humanity, inaugurating mystically the nuptial union of the Lord with all men, help us to be one and to become instruments of unity among Christians and among all men. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. It's available at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, and we join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God. Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp. O God, my God. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts and pour over us the brightness of your light.
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. Alleluia.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
Once I said, In the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld, where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you have preserved my life from destruction. Alleluia.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer.
To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us are offenses, but you wipe them away.
Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple.
You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles.
You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the tumult of the peoples.
The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy.
You care for the earth. Give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain.
And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth.
You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows.
The hills are girded with joy. The meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
You have visited the earth and brought life-giving rain to fill it with plenty. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second Psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the root and offspring of David's race. I am the splendor of the morning star. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I am the root and offspring of David's race. I am the splendor of the morning star. Alleluia. The spotless Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father and say,
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Source of all life, remember the death and resurrection of the Lamb slain on the cross.
Listen to his voice as he lives forever, making intercessions for us.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now that the old leaven of wickedness and evil is destroyed,
may we always feed on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Grant that today we may put aside all friction and jealousy
and show greater concern for the needs of others.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Send into our hearts the spirit of the gospel,
that we may walk in the way of your commandments today and forever.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, it's still Easter, so keep celebrating. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid makes his way in here a little bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.